This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 5th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The recession landed with a thud in Wichita, Kansas yesterday. Hawker Beechcraft CEO Jim Schuster cited serious challenges due to an unprecedented worldwide economic decline and said the company will cut 5% of its workforce, or about 500 jobs. He called the reductions painful but absolutely necessary. Company spokesman Andrew Broom told the Wichita Eagle the company would act quickly but gave no specific date. Before the locals could even catch their breath, Cessna followed up with an announcement that it will have to trim its workforce in 2009 as it cuts back on deliveries. In a letter to workers, Cessna CEO Jack Pelton warned, quote, "The timing and scope of the reductions will be communicated within the next few days," unquote. Aero News has confirmed that Eclipse Aviation has pulled out of its booth and static display at this week's AOPA Expo in San Jose. The struggling Albuquerque-based Very Light Jet Pioneer furloughed hundreds of workers in August, shortly after Chairman and Acting CEO Roel Pieper bragged of new financing at AirVenture. Last week, aerospace analysis company Forecast International predicted Eclipse would be gone by the end of 2009's first quarter, echoing a similar prediction by prominent Teal Group analyst Richard Abulafia. GE Commercial Aviation Services, a major aircraft leasing company, has announced an order for up to 25 Chinese-made ARJ-21 airliners from Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China Limited. Bloomberg reports the deal is worth $750 million U.S., and the value to the Chinese manufacturer's worldwide credibility is hard to calculate. GE spokesman Dan Whitney offered, quote, "This is huge for GE Capital. It demonstrates our ability and commitment to continue to invest in emerging markets where we see solid growth potential," unquote. The ARJ-21 looks a lot like a Douglas DC-9 and is China's first serious attempt to market a regional airliner to the global market. The very first 70-seat ARJ-21 Flying Phoenix was rolled out last December, but it has yet to make its first flight. There's no word yet on who will be the end users of the aircraft GE is buying, but industry observers say continued access to the Chinese market for GE's aircraft engines division was probably a big incentive to make the deal. GE's CF-34 turbofan powers the ARJ-21. Commercial launch services provider SpaceX introduced Dragon Lab yesterday. Dragon Lab is a free-flying, reusable spacecraft capable of hosting pressurized and unpressurized payloads to and from space. The craft is scheduled to make its first orbital flight aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 launch vehicle in June of next year. SpaceX says Dragon Lab provides a platform for in-space experimentation, including recovery of pressurized and some unpressurized payloads and deployment of small spacecraft. SpaceX will host an invitation-only Dragon Lab users workshop tomorrow, giving potential customers a chance to fully explore the system's capabilities. Product manager Max Vozoff says customers will get a plant tour and their input will be sought. Quote, "We will hear from potential users about their applications, requirements, and concerns, as well as discuss contracting mechanisms," unquote. As ANN reported, on September 28th, SpaceX celebrated the successful launch of its smaller Falcon 1 rocket into orbit on its fourth attempt. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing's workers are back, but production is not. Light military helicopters are a great place to be. And a U.S. missile defense test has a mixed outcome. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today we'll peek inside the commercial spaceflight industry with Gwynne Shotwell, VP of Business Development at SpaceX. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. That's A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.